We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with Melissa Kirkwood. She's the Marketing and Development Officer out at Sunset Zoo, and lots of exciting things are happening out there coming up in the next few weeks. We've talked about a couple of them here. Let's talk a little bit about some of the animals out at the Sunset Zoo. I believe last time we were here, we talked a little bit about some babies out there.
We have some babies. So, you know, it is always different seasons bring different opportunities for new babies here at the zoo. And a couple of our new babies are our wallaby babies here at Sunset Zoo. The wallabies, if you're not familiar with what a wallaby is, it looks like a miniature kangaroo. They are marsupials, so they do have pouches like kangaroos. And we have two new babies that have emerged. And when our keepers first encountered or knew that they had babies, the babies stay in those pouches for quite a while. So you don't necessarily know when they're going to emerge and then also just get in and out of mom's pouch. But that has started occurring. We definitely know that they're out of the pouch. They're doing very well. They're healthy. And one of the really cool things about one of the babies is that he is a albino. He'll be very distinguishable when you go into the Australian walkabout. And when in that exhibit, when you are going into the walkabout, you feel like you are very close because you literally are very close to the wallabies because they have more control over that yard than our visitors. Your visitors stay on the walking path and the wallabies have free reign of the terrain within the Australian walkabout. So it's very cool to see those babies. And we encourage you to come out and take a picture and see those babies. We also have other animals in the Australian walkabout as well. And then we also have obtained a couple of new animals in the South America exhibit area. Many of them are birds that we recently have obtained. So you may have remembered midsummer, we lost our pelican that we had for over 34 years. We have gotten a new pair of pelicans. So they're just they've been paired together for a very long time. So they're getting acclimated to Sunset Zoo. They are out in South America now, and they're just kind of comical. They have their own little traits that they have. And then we've gotten a new Canadian goose. We've gotten a new screamer, which is a very unique type of animal, type of bird. And we had a pair of screamers and lost the male. But so the female was very lonely. And now we have a pair again. So it's nice to see that all of those types of animals in South America are really acclimating. We have also a new exhibit area for peccaries. We have three new peccaries. And peccaries, if you're not familiar with what a peccary is, it looks like sort of like a warthog, but it's not. It is its own species, and it is a hoofed animal. It has a snout like a pig, but these three are very young. They're a little over a year old, so just watching them run around their exhibit is fun times. So we have lots of new animals, but seeing those baby wallabies, that's really a sight to see. So we encourage you to come out to Sunset Zoo and see that.
All right. I was telling you before we got going here this morning that the tortoise feedings is something I've partaken in, and that was a lot of fun taking my two daughters out last month. I think it was in the month of August we went out. So you're still doing that, I see.
We are. So we do tortoise feedings on the weekends, on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 12 p.m. You can come inside the Nature Exploration Center into our new room called the Wild Wonders Room. The Wild Wonders Room is open during zoo operational hours. So whether you're here for a tortoise feeding or you just want to come and and cool off, like when it's 90 degrees out, and cool off and do some activities with kids in the room. We have nature play stations set up through the Wild Wonders room. But on the weekends from 11 to 12, we do our cicada tortoise feedings. And the cicada tortoise are the very large tortoises. Our pair of tortoises are they're very large. We cannot carry them, or they don't fit in carriers any longer to get them to the tortoise feeding station. They literally have to walk from their holding area to the Wild Wonders room now. Cicada tortoises live to be over 100 years old. So they are just kind of catching their stride of life with us. But they love to be fed, and they love to, go after the lettuce that families have the opportunity to feed them with. We always have an animal educator in there guiding that. So don't be scared. You'll have a great time. And it is just a great interaction opportunity with animals, something we haven't had the opportunity to do here yet at Sunset Zoo. So we really like the fact that we have a feeding opportunity in the Wild Wonders room with our tortoises.
And my kids loved not only just the feeding part, but seeing the tortoise be walked to and from. I mean, that was pretty neat to experience that.
Yeah, that is that's a whole experience of it. And that will continue just due to the size of our tortoises and how they're growing. We'll also have Indian Star tortoises that will be in there. Those are the more traditional sized tortoises, or what you sometimes envision what the size of a tortoise is. And then also in the Wild Wonders room, we have our ferrets and screech owl and some fish. That the Wild Wonders room is their home. So they're always in that room for you to have a chance to see them and interact and see animals while you're in the Wild Wonders room as well.
All right. What about construction? How's that going right now for you?
Yeah. So we are in the home stretch, I feel like. If you've been out to the zoo at all recently and look down towards our Expedition Asia project, which is our $4 million project that we've been working on all year long. If you look down to that lower tier where we're building, you can now see all the shapes of all the exhibit areas. So our new exhibits for tigers, sloth bears, and leopards. The buildings are all built at this point. The interior is being painted. We are working on pathways here in the next month and a half to all of those exhibit areas. And then our overlook outdoor pavilion that you will be able to see all 3 yards of the tiger, sloth bear, and leopard at the same time when you're at this overlook pavilion. That is really starting to take shape as well. So we are, for the most part, getting ready to finish up the exhibit. We anticipate, we've been told by our construction team, the end of October, maybe mid-November, is when substantial completion will be done for the exhibit. That will be when we can, we will then take ownership of the entire project. And then we have to move the animals into the exhibit. It's a little touchy that, you can't just throw a tiger in an exhibit and automatically think that he's going to accept his new home. So it's going to take several months for that to occur, probably, with our keepers. But the exhibit will be completed in November. We will open up that lower tier where you've been probably missing some animals, the gibbons, the red panda, the otters. People will then be able to see those animals, but we are looking at probably opening up Asia in the spring once the animals are acclimated to their new home and they've been able to do some transitional work and for our own keeper staff to get used to the huge new responsibility that they will have with Expedition Asia.
Okay. Well, looking forward to that. I imagine there'll probably be like a ribbon cutting or something in the spring.
Yes. Yes, there will. Stay tuned. We are definitely going to keep everybody in the community apprised to when that ribbon cutting is. We are looking at April, probably, and we just want to make sure that the animals feel comfortable, that everything is set, and it will be in the spring. We can guarantee you that, and stay tuned. We'll be sharing that news as it develops.
Okay, very good. We look ahead here, and right now, it still feels like summer as we're going to be in the 90s, but it looks like starting in late October, you go to your winter hours.
Yes. So those of you who don't know, Sunset Zoo is open year-round. So in the winter, we do transition to winter hours. We do that starting November 1st through the end of March. Our winter hours are noon to 5 p.m. daily. And we will be open every day with those hours. And we're still in our summer hours. We'll remain in our summer hours through the end of October. But after starting November 1st is when we transition to winter. And winter is really a cool time to also come out to Sunset Zoo. Many of our animals acclimate different to the seasons, and some of them are a lot more active when the weather is cooler. So we're here year round. We're only closed maybe 5 days a week, and those are some of those traditional holiday days like Christmas Day. We are not open, but other days of the year, we are open for business. So come see us at Sunset Zoo.
All right. Anything else before we wrap things up, Melissa?
I would just encourage people, if you haven't had a chance to come out and visit, please do so. We have a great, great zoo to see. And then for those families who are looking for that Halloween activity, Spooktacular is back. And we do highly encourage you to buy tickets online before the 3-day event that we're looking forward to in October.
Okay, very good. SunsetZoo.com is the website. Melissa, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks again, and we'll see you next month.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right, stay tuned. More In Focus continues after this on News Radio KMAN.